I've got nothing against making streets safer. That's a question of life and death. My problem is smug, self-satisfied people deciding what is culturally acceptable or not. People get humiliated. Reputations get trashed. And why? Because some social justice warrior has decided that they don't like what someone said or did.
You're a man, Logan. If you had to put up with casual sexism every day of your life, maybe you wouldn't like it either.
There are a lot of attitudes I don't like, but I put up with them. We live in a democracy. People have a right to think differently to me.
That's easy to say when you're not a minority.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about social media is that it gives minorities a voice. If they don't like the way they're treated, they can say so, loud and clear.
The problem is that social media lets everyone express their opinion loud and clear, not just minorities. What about fat shaming, for example? It's typically directed at women.
I think Logan is right about that. If you're going to shame someone, then you should be punching up rather than down.
Sorry, I'm not with you. What do you mean by punching up, punching down?
Punching down means you're shaming people less powerful than yourself. That's when shaming becomes bullying. If you're attacking people who are vulnerable or marginalized, that's unacceptable.
My point is that we're all vulnerable. We're people. We need to remember that there's a real-life human being on the receiving end of all those angry posts. Let's not be a part of that. Instead of shaming people who annoy us, let's work on a little tolerance.